Shir Torah today. A Torah that's really the hepech of everything I just finished saying by the previous Farbrengen. It's the exact opposite of everything I've just finished saying. Maybe if one time we have time, we'll be Makasha, these two Torahs, which are really two opposite ends of the spectrum. Maybe if we have time, a different time. We Makasha, these two Torahs, but it's a Torah which nevertheless is very much connected to the Inyan of Hashana Rabba, and it's really a Hamshech to what I spoke about the first night of Yontif. Ruba the Ruba the Chevra went there. And it's really a Hamshech. We'll be Marchev on that Inyan a little bit. And it's something which we mentioned already begins on Matzah Yom Kippur. We mentioned that begins already. It's Mamshech already the first night of Yontif. It continues the whole Yontif. The Shlemus of this Inyan is really Shmin Atzeres, Simchas Torah. It already begins getting stronger and stronger as we get to Hashana Rabba. Get the Shmini Atzeres, it goes up a darga. The Simchas Torah is even the highest spitz madrega of this. It's an avodah that really begins on Matzah Yom Kippur. It's an avodah that I think we spoke about Matzah Yom Kippur maybe 2 years ago. So again, everything we're saying is just a hemshech of everything we've been speaking about for many years. But it's a hemshech that Torah that we said it from Leib Leiger. Leib Leiger says an unbelievable Torah. He says that the whole avodah of a yid during Yom Neron, beginning with already El Yimei Ratzon, going to Rosh Hashanah, Sar Simei Tshuva, Yom Kippur, is an avodah of a yid being makabel from the Rabbanu Shalom. A yid's living in the lap of the Rabbanu Shalom. A yid's living with chesed of the Rabbanu Shalom. And everything the yid is receiving throughout Rosh Hashanah, Sar Simei Tshuva, Yom Kippur, is avinu malkeinu, chanayinu vanayinu, keim banam asim. Dalam v'reikim, that's how we begin, slichas. It's that Rabbanu Shalom, we have nothing. Chal don't deserve anything, and everything we're getting from the Rabbanu Shalom is pashut. Mitzad the matana of the Rabbanu Shalom, mitzad the fact that we're im kibanim, im kavadim, we're totally in the Rabbanu Shalom, totally va'imid mamish in the Rabbanu Shalom's chesed. Rabbi Leib Leiger says that the avodah of Matzah Yom Kippur is an avodah where the Rabbanu Shalom says, "Go eat lachmecha, go eat l'chu echlu lachmecha." State the medrash that that's a baskal that comes out every year on Matzah Yom Kippur. Baskal that came out when Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash, but it comes out again every year on Matzah Yom Kippur. And the Baruch Hashem tells Klal Yisrael, go eat lachmecha, go eat your own lechem. Shteitin Reb Leib Leiger, that what's the chiddush of going to eat lachmecha? So again, the simple taich is then there was a tainess, then they ate even though it should have been a tainess, and they were nervous, maybe their tshuva wasn't a skabal beratzen. The Baruch Hashem told them, no, don't worry. Kikfaratzu, the Baruch Hashem said, your tshuva wasn't skabal beratzen, even though they didn't fast that year because of the Chanukah's Beis HaMikdash. But this baskal that comes out every year, Reb Leib Leiger tells us, is a switch that we make from after Yom Neron to the Inyan of Sukkos. When it comes to the Inyan of Yom Neron, like we said, it's an Ein L'cha Tulius. The avoid of Yom Neron is totally batal, totally mitzvah in the Rabbanu Shalom. The avoid of Matzah Yom Kippur is the Rabbanu Shalom says it's no longer the Rabbanu Shalom giving us lechem, it's now lachmecha. Now it's the lechem that we created. That the avoid of a year after a year goes through Rosh Hashanah, Sar Simei Tshuva, Yom Kippur, where the beginning will and Rosh Chodesh Elul. A yid works through and a yid is involved in the avodah of tshuva, the avodah being mamlech to Rabbanu Shalom. Rabbanu Shalom says, now you don't have to live anymore with the chesed chinam. Now you don't have to live from that place which is called Eitzer Matnas Chinam. Rabbanu Shalom says, now you have the capability to live based on your own lechem. Now you have the capability, based on the maisim that you've done, you have the capability, the schus to be zoicha b'din, not just to be able to get the din, to be able to get the written in Sifrin Shal Tzadikim because it's a matana from the Rabbanu Shalom, but to be able to be zoicha b'din based on our ma'isim. And the Melo, the Rabbanu Shalom tells Klal Yisrael, Gans Klal Yisrael, go eat your own lechem. That the avodah of Matzah Yom Kippur is a yid is able to say that it's my own lechem. You know, Shaita Chazal, that the whole reason why the Rabbanu Shalom created the world is the Rabbanu Shalom didn't want to give us Nama de Kisufa. Nama de Kisufa means it's the bread of embarrassment, the bread of shame, that a yid receives something if he doesn't deserve it. That's Nama de Kisufa. And the avodah of Matzah Yom Kippur is it's not Nama de Kisufa anymore. Nama de Kisufa means it's lechem, but it's lechem that comes with an embarrassment. Like the Yishalmi writes that if a person gets a matnas chinam, he can't look the noisin in his face. There's a certain level of embarrassment, a level of busha that a yid gets when a yid gets something which is a matnas chinam. But Matzah Yom Kippur, the Rosh says, it's no longer Nama de Kisufa. Now it's lachmecha, now it's your lechem, now it's the avodah that you've worked so hard throughout Elul, throughout Rosh Hashanah, so it's Mitzvah Yom Kippur to create. The Rosh Hashanah says, now you're able to really be able to have the ultimate level of simcha. The simcha that you're able to say, I'm able to eat my own lechem, not Nama de Kisufa, be able to appreciate the avodah that I put in through Elul, Rosh Hashanah. So it's Mitzvah Yom Kippur, and the Melo, the avodah becomes something that a person's able to be Zeicha b'din. That's why Motzi and Kippur, Avoida v'yid, Shteit Ramah, is to build a sukkah. Because a sukkah means that it's my Avoida. Shteit Rablai b'la'egar, brings down, there's a Makud over there. There's the asterisk over there that his son of Ravram b'la'egar wrote to Ma'aris on Teres Emes and Imri Emes. And he writes that that's the pshat that we find the interesting halacha by sukkah. We find the halacha by sukkah, Tasev alayim and asi. Chag sukkah is tiyasi l'cha, you have to make a sukkah. Shteit in Chazal, Nagmar Sukkah, that there's a psul of Tasev Alem and Asi, that a person just makes the Sukkah without building the Sukkah. The Sukkah is just made on its own. The whole Sukkah is pasul. Why? Because the Avodah of Sukkahs is not an Avodah of Taseh, not an Avodah of Mina Asi, not an Avodah where I get something that was already made. That's the Avodah of maybe El Rosh Hashanah, Seres Mitzvah Yom Kippur. The Avodah of Sukkahs is Taseh L'cha, is make your own Sukkah. Don't come into a Sukkah that's already built. The Avodah is to build your own Sukkah. Lo lakachtam lachem b'yom rishon means I need my own dalad minim. I need to build my own sukkah. It's a psul of tasev alayim and asi. Because the avoida of matzim kippur is the avoida where I say that I'm able to build my own sukkah because I recognize that I have the capability to build a beis hamikdash. Know that the whole inyan of the sukkah, rachamanu yakam lanu sukkahs davar nefalas. The sukkah represents the inyan of the mishkan, the beis hamikdash, and the avoida of a yid nachim kippur is that I have the capability. Every yid has the capability to be able to build a beis hamikdash, to be able to build the sukkah. That's the avoid of Masim Kippur. Avoid of it's our own lechem. Avoid of the psul of Tasev Alayim and Asi. We find it interesting, Halacha, Shabbat brings it down in a few different places when it comes to the Indian of Dalad Minim, that if a Yid is able to get a more Mahududike Dalad Minim from his friend, or he's able to get his own Dalad Minim, which are not as Mahudur, Shteitim Shemura, it's better to take your own and not to take your friend's. But the simple taich is, because it's going to be a Shaila of Lakachtam Lechem, Yem Rishon, it's going to be maybe Epis a Shaila of Lakachtam Lechem. But we know Chazal Paskins, with Shulchan Aruch Paskins, you could do a Matana Manas Lachser. You could do a Matana and you could get it back. And it'd be Makayim 100% Lakachtam Lechem, Yem Rishon. Nevertheless, Shteitim Shemura, that it's better, depending on the case, but it's better to take your own Dalad Minim, which is not as Lachatchila, than to take your friend's Dalad Minim. Why? Because the Avoida of Sukkis is an Avoida Ulakachtam Lechem. The avoida on sukkis is an avoida where I create something on my own, not something that I get as a matana from somebody else. I don't want a matana manas lachser. I want my own zach. That Adam writes a bekav shalo yaser mitir shekavan shachaveri. I want something that I created. I'm a mele the avoida of Matzim Kippur. The avoida of sukkis is when a yid is able to say, I can build my own sukkah. It's my own sukkah that I'm able to create. I'm able to build. And I'm able to work, I'm able to build this on my own. And maybe the avoida of Matzim Kippur leads straight into the avoida of Sukkis, into the avoida of Dalad Minim. That's why Shaitan Tzvasemes, the Torah has a very Pashta Kasha. That we know that Sukkis is Zechel and Anakovay, Zechel Sukkis Mamish, but it's a Zechel to the fact that the Moshim took us out of Mitzrayim and gave us in the Midbar, he gave us either Sukkis, Mamish, or Ananiah covered. It's a fractal Torah, so it should be by Pesach time. Why do we Dafka have Sukkis? In at the beginning of the winter, Sukkah should be at the time of Pesach. Let's say Frekton Torah. The Torah says we don't want it to look like we're doing it just because we enjoy it. We want it to look like it's because of, we're showing it that we're doing it because the Rabban Shem wants, not because it's Kishmak. And maybe we do it Sukkahs. But the Kash is stronger than the Teretz. The Torah's Teretz says we don't have to look that way. We're not worried about that by any other mitzvah. The Kash is a Kasha. Why Dafka do we make Sukkahs after Rosh Hashanah and Kippur? She makes Sukkahs after Pesach. Zok the Heilig Svasemes, Chodesh Nisan, is a Chodesh Matanis from the Rabbanu Shel Olam. The whole month of Chodesh Nisan is all Chesed Chinam. The Moshim took us out of Mitzrayim when we didn't deserve anything. When the Memtah Shari Tumah, the Moshim took us out, total Chesed from the Rabbanu Shel Olam, the Moshim took us out of Mitzrayim, even though we didn't deserve anything. So, Memelo, the Avoid of Chodesh Nisan is recognized that everything we get from the Rabbanu Shel Olam is a Matana, it's the Avoid of Dilug, the Avoid of Pesach, the Avoid that we're able to get whatever the Rabbanu Shel Olam gives us as a total Matana. But that's not the Avoid of Sukkis. The Avoid of Sukkis is much higher than that. The Avoid of Sukkis, the Avoid once we went out, the Avoid of being able to build our own sukkah is an avodah of being able to create something on our own. That's not a nisadika avodah. That's an avodah of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. The Meila Zok, the Heilig Svasem is the shleimus of the avodah of what took place on Pesach is really what could only take place after Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. To take place in Chodesh Nisan, to build a sukkah then is not the avodah, because the avodah of sukkah is faker, it's a psul of tasev alayim and asi. The avodah of sukkah is to build your own sukkah. That avodah of building your own sukkah can't come in Chodesh Nisan. It can only come after a person goes to Rosh Hashanah, Seres Mitzvah, Yom Kippur, then I could build my own sukkah. Then I'm able to create my own sukkah. Shteit in Zera Kaddish, that the reason why Klal Yisrael was Zeichet to Sukkis, Zeichet Anani HaKavid, is because of the fact that Klal Yisrael went Lechtech Achra B'Midbar, Be'eretz Le'Zeruah. That Klal Yisrael ran into the Midbar, with total Batachin and Amun in the Rabbanu Shalom, and Memele we were Zeichet to have a sukkah. So Memele the Avoida of being able to be Zeichet to a sukkah, Zeichet Anani HaKavid, is not a Chodesh Nisan Dek Avoida. It's an Avoida of Chodesh Tishrei. It's an Avoida of after you went to a Chodesh Elul. And he began Chodesh Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah, Seres Mitzvah, Yom Kippur, then a Chayach to have that Indian of the avodah of a sukkah. That's why shteitens v'asemes. It's called ananiya kavod. Very interesting lashon. Ananiya kavod. What's the kavod in the ananiya kavod? It's clouds. It's clouds that a person protected a person and made sure that the umas ha'olam weren't able to attack us. It took klal yisrael on. We walked on a cloud. It's ananim. What's the inyan of ananiya kavod? Shteitens v'asemes. Kavod is the hepech habusha. Busha means nama de kisufa. Busha means I don't deserve something. So if I don't deserve something, so that's called ananima busha. That's something which is nama de kisufa. But the avoid of the ananiya kavod is the avoid of the sukkah. The avoid of klai yisrael being able to be zeche to have the ananiya kavod because we deserved it. Right, we know not everybody deserved to be in the ananiya kavod. But klai yisrael that ran out, lech lech achar b'midbar b'eretz lezeru b'tachin and amun and the rabbanu shalom, we were zeche to go into the clouds and the clouds gave us kavod. Because kavod means that I know that what I'm getting, I taka deserve. It's not just a matana toiv from the rabbanu shalom. It's something that I've worked to deserve. And memela the ananiya kavod or the spitz inyan of the inyan of sukkah. It's an avodah where he is able to build something to be able to create his own inyan. We know this machlok is bavli and yushalmi. You pass like the Bavli, but Yerushalmi writes that we make a bracha, not just a bracha of leishiv sukkah, but according to Yerushalmi, make a bracha on the binyan of the sukkah by itself. Mod nazach, according to the binyan of the sukkah, it's only the achana for the sitting in the sukkah. So what's the pshat? You would have dafka over here, shteit in Yerushalmi, that you make a bracha over the binyan of sukkah, but the pshat is very posh. Yerushalmi is telling us the aimek. The Bavli always talks bechitzoni, and the Yerushalmi always talks bepnimi, and the Yerushalmi is telling us the pnimius. That the pnimius is that a yid feels a tremendous simcha, not from sitting in the sukkah, even before I sit in the sukkah. The very fact that I can build my own sukkah, I can build my own ananeya kavod, that after I walk out of Yom Kippur, I can say that I deserve, so to speak, according to whatever madrega, obviously everything's chesed from Hashem, but based on what I've done, so to speak, I deserve the sukkah that I'm able to go into. That's the ultimate simcha that a yid's able to have. When a yid knows that this is something that I've built with my own two hands, this is something that I worked to create, that's a tremendous simcha that a yid's able to have. This avodah, like we said, really begins Matzim Yom Kippur, and it's really the avodah of the whole avodah of Sukkos. That's why it's Mansim Chaseinu. It's Chaga Asif. Chaga Asif means you gather everything in. It means the simcha of knowing what I've gathered in, what I've brought. I'm able to take stock of everything that I've done over Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, and be able to say that I'm able to have the simcha of Yisya Ach Samech because of what I've done. But the shleimus of this inyan is really the avoid of Hashanah Rabbah, Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah. Shteit in Chazal. Maybe I'll back up 1 minute. It's really the avoid of the Simchas Beis Shweva, and we'll go from the Simchas Beis Shweva, we'll go shlav by shlav. It's the avoid, like we said, of Matzim Kippur, the avoid of the Sukkah, and it's the avoid of the Simchas Beis Shweva as well. So Modern Azach, all the Mepharshim ask, when it comes to the Simchas Beis Shweva, the Lashon is a Modern Lashon, and the Simcha is a Modern Simcha. The Simcha is over the fact that they were Shoy of the Mayim, that they then went ahead, and they took that water, and they did the Nisach HaMayim. So, in fact, all the Sfarim, what's the Simchas Beis Shweva? The simcha shel lacharis should be over the nisach hamayim, not being the shay of the mayim. Va'oid, there's no simcha in the fact that we're nisach hamayim. Nisach hayayin is epis a simcha. The fact that we have nisach hayayin, it's a chashav azach. Nisach hamayim is a pashta azach. Nisach hamayim is something which is simple. Water is something which is simple. It's not significant. What's the simcha over the fact that we have nisach hayayin, nisach hamayim over nisach hayayin? But the pshat is, according to what we're saying, that the simcha's beis shoev is this simcha. It's a simcha of being able to recognize that the maila of us is that we're able to be shoy of mayim. There was a separation that took place at the beginning of time between the mayim al yoinim and mayim tachtoinim. The mayim al yoinim stayed close to the Rabbanu Shalom. The mayim tachtoinim stayed down here. The mayim tachtoinim, like the Zohar Kodesh, cries out at every moment. Anan bi'in l'mahavi kriva d'malka. We want to be close to the Rabbanu Shalom. And when a yid is able to go ahead and be able to be shoy of mayim, be able to draw up water from that place of the mayim tachtoinim and be able to bring it to the mizbeach and pour it on the mizbeach, that's the ultimate simcha. It's not yayin. It's not something which is chashav. But it doesn't need to be something which is chashev. You know what? The most chashev thing to a person is roitza adam bekav shaloi yois metisha kavan shachaveri. So it looks like only mayim and not yayin. But if it's my mayim, that I was shoyev, that I went down to that place of mayim atachtoinim and I drew it up, that itself is precious to me because it's something that I created. The same way a little child draws a picture and that picture is precious to the child because the child created it more than the most expensive painting in the world because the child knows that this is something that I created. The avoida of simchas beis shueva is being shoy of the mayim atachtoinim. You're taking that mayim which is crying and non bein lemahavi kriva demalka, and you're bringing it back to the rabbanu shalom. You're making that yichad between the mayim atachtoinim and mayim al yoinim. And well, that's the ultimate simcha because it's a simcha that we deserve to be the simcha. It's a simcha of saying that we were shoy of the mayim, and the melech are able to have this inyan of simcha, the simcha that comes from dafka from the mayim tachtonim, dafka that little bit of mayim, that little bit of water that's there, but it's the mayim that we drew up. It's the simcha's basis, not the nisach. It's the drawing of the water itself that's able to bring the inyan of simcha. And the mela, the hemshech of that inyan of simcha's basis shueva. Today with simcha's basis shueva, we head straight from simcha's basis shueva into the inyan of a shana rabba, is the zelba inyan. The arava is the one zach that's ein batam ve'ein berech. It's not the esrig, it's not the lulav, it's not the hadasim, ein batorah ve'ein b'mitzvah. So what's chashav about the hadas? What's chashav about the arava? It's called the yom arava by this form. This is the yom arava. We put in all the other dalit, all the other gimel minim, and we pick up just the arava, and it's the shpitz day when we hold just the arava. What's precious about the inyan of the arava? What's precious about the inyan of the arava is it's us. Is it's our avoida. The avoida of the lulav, the esrig, the adasim, these are echra avoidas. These are avoidas which have takatam and have a reach, and maybe something which you're able to see is precious. But the avoida of the rava is recognizing that what's precious in life is not only the big things. What's precious in life is the things that we create on our own. The things that we're able to create, even if it looks like it's ein batam ve'ein berech. Even if it's mayim. Mayim is a spitz Indian, which is ein batam ve'ein berech. Person doesn't need to make a bracha on mayim if he's drinking it just because he's thirsty, because it's ein batam ve'ein berech. But the maila of mayim is the maila of saying, it's my water. The maila of that rava that a yid's able to hold is a yid tells himself that ein chanami, this arava may not look like an esrig. This arava may not look like the highest madriga. But you know why this arava is precious to me? Because it's my arava. It's the arava that I worked to be able to create. It's my inyan that I was able to create. The arava represents the inyan of the peh. Peh is connected to the inyan of Malchus. Shaitan tkune zera kodesh, pasach el yo. The peh is connected to the inyan of Malchus. Malchus means less than Megamei Klum. Malchus means the recognition that I don't have anything big. I don't have anything significant. I don't have anything fancy. But whatever I have, I recognize that it's my avoida. Whatever I have, I recognize that it's something that I work to create. Shteitin Zera Kaddish and Tkunei Zera and Pasach Eliyo says Malchus Peh is the inyan of Torah Shabbal Peh. Torah Shabbal Peh is not the Rabban Shalom's chilek of Torah. That's Torah Shabbal Ksav. Torah Shabbal Peh is the chilek of our chilek of Torah. They were able to say that it's not just a matana. All of Torah is a matana from the Rabban Shalom, Torah Shabbal Ksav. Torah Shabbal Peh means it's our chilek in Torah. The same chalkeinu b'seir ha-sechel. It's our chilek that we're able to create in Torah. It's not as big and it's not as chashav as Torah Shabbal Ksav. But on the other hand, it's much greater than Torah Shabbat Ksav, because it's our avoida. The avoida of Hashanah Rabbah, the avoida of Simchas Torah, which according to the Sfasemis writes that the whole Indian of Simchas Torah is the Simcha of Torah Shabbat Peh, not of Torah Shabbat Ksav. The Simchas Torah, the Simcha that takes place in Simchas Torah, is the Simcha of being able to say that this is my Torah. I might not be the biggest Talmud Chacham, might not be the person who has Tam Vareach, might not be the Esrig, but it's precious because my Black Gemara that I'm able to hold on to, my Psukkah, my Mishnayis, my Tehillim, whatever it is, my avoida that I've worked on during the year is my avoida. It's an avodah that I put work into it, and I put time into it, and memela, it's something which is reitza adam mekav shaloi, yes metisha kavan shechavere. And memela, the avodah of Hashana Rabbah is ein batam ve'ein bereach, but afal pikin, we hold it up proud. We hold it up with the recognition that this is something which is chashav, and it's more chashav in a way than that inyan of Torah Shabbat. This is why we find that Shaitan Gemara, the Gemara says that the inyan of the Arava on the Hashana Rabbah is the inyan which is called minigan avim. It's not a regular minig, it's called minigan avim. We spoke about it last year, 2 years ago. It's inyan of minigan avim. Minigan avim means that it comes from the inyan of the Nevi'im. It's not something which is Torah Shabbat Ksav. It's not something which you're going to find as Halacha L'Moshe Messina. It's minigan avim. Minigan avim means that it's coming as Ki'ilu, Klal Yisrael is Nevi'im B'nai Nevi'im, and Klal Yisrael is able to be Mechadish this inyan on its own. The avoid of davening long on Hashanah Rabbah is not brought on Halacha, you have to daven long. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, Avad is a long Shemana Esrei, you have to say, Hashanah Rabbah, it's not so long. Again, there's a suffers that came after the Hashanah. It's not be'esem so long. But the avoid of a year is to say, to recognize that the minig, the Nevi'im are able to create, the Achreinim are able to create that mile of Hashanah Rabbah being a day which is precious. Not because we find it in the Torah Shabbat Ksav, but Fakir. The mile is that it's dafka minig and Nevi'im. It's dafka something which we're able to create. It's dafka connected to that inyan of Torah Shabbat Peh. It's dafka connected to the mile that Klal Yisrael is able to have, the mile that we're able to have, the mile that we create that inyan on our own. The whole inyan of Tefillah is connected to the inyan of Malchus, which is Davan Malka Mashicha, which is connected to the inyan of Peh, which is connected to the inyan of Hashanah Rabbah. It's this maila of recognizing that our tefillah is chashav. Habaycha b'shira zimra. Shait the Rebbe Rabbunim. Habaycha b'shira zimra means habaycha b'shirayim. That even a yid who's not able to daven like a mensch, but even the shirayim, even a yid who's pashat the leftover yidin, but habaycha b'shirayim of the zimra, that a yid who's able to say even a little bit of tefillah, even any tefillah that he is able to say is precious by the Rebbeinu, because it's your tefillah, because it's your dibur. Avada zechashav zach to say with the Anshe Knesset Gedolei we're able to be masakin, but if he is able to say epis something by his own, epis something by himself, he's able to daven to Rabban Shem on his own, That itself is a maschash of a zach. Because Yosef Adam, Yosef Adam, Kav Shaloi, Yosef Matisha Kavan Shachaveri. A male of the whole Avodah and Hashanah Rabbah is recognizing we don't need anything big and fancy. Big and fancy is what we get as matanis from Hashem. The Avodah and Hashanah Rabbah is recognizing that that which we're able to create, the matana that the Rabbi Hashem gives us to be able to create something on our own, that mile that we have beginning on Matzah Yom Kippur, that's the ultimate mile that a Yid is able to have. And that's why the Indian of the Arava goes on top of the Aron Kodesh. Meaning in Klal Yisrael, is we take the Arava and we put it on top of the Aron Kodesh. In the Aron Kodesh is Torah Shebiksav. Torah Shebiksav is the Spitz. But there's something higher than Torah Shebiksav. Higher than Torah Shebiksav is the Indian of the Arava. Higher than Torah Shebiksav is the Avodah that we create. It's the Avodah that we do. Not just the Torah Shebiksav, the Torah Shebalpeh. What the Sfarim HaKadoshim call Eishes Chayel, Teres Bala. That Isha is the Indian which is a Makabal. Torah Shebalpeh is connected to the Indian of Eishes Chayel. Eishes Chayel becomes a teres bala, becomes the keser, becomes the crown to the Indian of the Baal. The Baal is the Indian of the Teresh Beksav. The Maila of Hashanah Rabbah is we're able to be Magala Eishes Chayel Teres Bala. That there's a Maila of Teresh Valpeh over Teresh Beksav. That there's something higher about a Minig Ganavim than a mitzvah that's written in the Torah. Because it's my mitzvah, it's my Avoida, it's my Sukkah, it's my Lulavan Esrog, it's my Torah, it's the Indian that I was able to create. I saw from Moshe Wolfson writes a Pel de Gazach. We know that the Minig in Klal Yisrael, we're not looking like this, that when a Yid tomorrow by Hashanah Rabbah, Shaila, exactly. When a person takes off, a person takes off the rings off of the lulav. A person takes them off. You know, we have to have lulav tzarech eged. A person needs to tie the gimel minim together. So it's to have one on the bottom and then the three on top. Can I get the avos hakadoshim shteitim shabura that Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov? You have three rings on the top, but a person is supposed to take those rings off. Why? Zakhtar Moshe Wolfson. We find in the Megillah Esther. We find in the Gemara Megillah talks about. That the Maila of when Achashverosh took off his tabas and gave it to first to Haman, and then ultimately to Mordechai Tzadik, is when Achashverosh gave over all the koiches, gave over everything to Haman and then to Mordechai Tzadik. The Mesiris HaTabas, Gemara says, Gedolu Mesiris HaTabas, but the Mesiris HaTabas, when Achashverosh took off his ring and gave it to Haman and to Mordechai, was that moment when Haman and Mordechai became in charge of everything. Which means, Dr. Moshe Wolfson, that the Avoida of a tabas, the Avoida of a king giving us the tabas, means that the Rabbanu Shem is saying, I'm not in charge anymore. The Mershim is taking off Kaviyocha the Tabas. The Mershim is giving the Tabas to us. The Mershim is saying, take the Tabas off. Don't throw it on the side. Fakir, take the Tabas for yourself. Because the Maila of Eishes Chayel Teres Bala is when the Mershim tells Kalei Yisrael, you're in charge. Now, Nachrosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, now that you went through the Avoida, Mefrat after the Avoida of Sukkot, the Mershim says, now it's your Avoida. The Mershim takes off the Tabas. The Mershim gives it to every Yidin Kalei Yisrael. The Mershim says, you're second in command. And really, there's even a Maila of Eishes Chayel Teres Bala. The Mershim gives Kalei Yisrael that Avoida to be in charge. Could be that. That's why we take off the three rings. The three rings represent Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Represents everything that we have from the Avos HaKadoshim. Avada, we only live with Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. We're only living as a matana because of what we have from the Avos HaKadoshim. Because of the fact that we have Yerusha from the Avos HaKadoshim, that's why we're living. But when it comes to Shana Rabbah, the Megala, that we're not just living with the Avos HaKadoshim. That there's a chelak of Masa Yigia, Maisa, the Maisa Avosai. There's a chelak of living just on our own, without the Avos HaKadoshim. Keilu, we don't need the Avos HaKadoshim. Keilu, we're able to rise to the place where every Yid is able to say, I deserve to be written in the Sefer Shel Tzadikim. I deserve to be written in the Sefer Shel Chaim. This is my Avodah. This is my Sukkah. It may not be a fancy Sukkah. It may not be a big Sukkah, but it's my Sukkah. A Sukkah that is I was able to create. Instead of our Maisa on the first night of Sukkot, one of the main really, the main chassid, the main Talmud of Reb Nosson, Nosson Breslover, was a Yid named Reb Nachum Tolchiner. And there was one sukkah, and Reb Nosson gave over to Reb Nachum Tolchiner the job to build a sukkah for the shul, to build a sukkah for the olam. So Reb Nachum Tolchiner spent a lot of hours in Erev Sukkot building the sukkah. It wasn't easy, it wasn't able to be put together easy, but he spent many hours putting together the sukkah. And it comes the first night of Sukkot, Reb Nachum Tolchiner walks into the sukkah, Reb Nosson walks into the sukkah. Nachum Tolchiner told him Nasan, he says, you can't compare walking into a sukkah that's built, you know, by itself to a sukkah that you spent hours and hours and hours building the sukkah. And Nasan said, correct, 100%, you're right. That the sukkah that you spent time building, why do you appreciate it in a different way than a sukkah that you just, you know, hired somebody to build? But Nasan says, you also can't compare a sukkah that you walk into after crying the whole Erev Sukkot, that the Baruch Hashem should give me a te'ima of what it means, the Indian of Sukkah. You also can't compare walking into Sukkah after crying and having tefillis to be able to be toyim, the Indian of the Sukkah. You also can't compare walking into Sukkah like that to walking into Sukkah without any tefillis. What Reb Nosson was saying is mamash this Indian, that whether you built the Sukkah physically, Like Nachman told Shino, you spent hours building the sukkah, whether you davened for the Indian of the sukkah, but if you went ahead and you did something to deserve the Indian of the sukkah, it's incomparable to everything that we have as a matnas chinam. To be able to go ahead and to be able to say, this is my avodah, that this is something that I created, something that I worked on, this is my schus, that I was able to be zeicha b'din, is incomparable. You can't compare b'chlal. When a yid goes ahead and he davens tomorrow, and a yid says, Rabbanu Shalom, I want to be zeicha, to be tam, of what it means sukkahs, what it means Hashanah Rabbah, what it means Shemini Atzeres Simchas Torah. I want to be able to be tam atam of dveikas in the Rabbanu Shem. And a yid doesn't says Rabbanu Shem, I want to be able to deserve it. I want that this year I should be zeicha through my maisim to be able to deserve a level of dveikas, not just as a matnas chinam. Then a yid is able to get that inyan of the ultimate simcha. The simcha of Chaga Asif, the simcha is the yid's able to say v'yisa achse meich. This is the avoid of Hashanah Rabbah. This is the avoid of Simchas Torah. The avoid of Shemini Atzeres. The avoid that's higher than the inyan of Torah Shebeksav. We're able to go to that level, which is our makif. That's where we dance with the Sifrei Torah around. We're connected to something higher than the Sifrei Torah, higher than the inyan of Torah Shebeksav. That inyan of Torah Shebapeh. Hashem should help us. We should be zeicha to be able to recognize, to be able to get this ultimate anani akavi, this ultimate cover that we're able to get when we deserve that which we get, Mirtz Hashem, by recognizing this is our avodah, that even if it's small and even if it seems insignificant, but if it's ours, automatically, it's something which is chashev. I mentioned before, children love the decorations that they have, the pictures that they have. Every yid hangs in a sukkah decorations from their children. Right? Why? Because we realize that this is really what's precious. Maybe in our house we hang artwork, we hang things which are fancy. In our sukkah we hang the basic, simple things. We hang things that the children make in school. The children make little paper chains, they make coloring, and it's not so beautiful. But we recognize it's precious. Why? Because this is the avodah. The avodah of sukkahs is recognizing that if my kid made it, and it's precious to my kid, then automatically it's precious. Because it's precious because they made it. It's not worth a lot, it's not fancy, they didn't color in the lines, but it's precious. And every yid has to say that I have my own sukkah decorations. I have my own sukkah decorations. It may not be fancy, I may have colored out of the lines, it may not be perfect, but it's my sukkah decorations. And I'm proud of my sukkah decorations. And I know that in a rachamanu, yokam lanu, a sukkah's davar and nefalas, and the ultimate sukkah, the ultimate base of mikdash, we're going to all hang our own decorations. We'll all hang our own, maybe imperfect decorations, but it's our decorations. Decorations that we made dafka at the time of Golos. Hashem should help us, we should be zeicha, to recognize the tremendous kavod that the Mershim gives us for our avodah, the tremendous simcha that the Mershim has dafka in our avodah. Mershim will be zeicha to rachamon and yakam lanu sukkas davar and nefalas.
As soon as the